Hello, and welcome to the next edition of Count on CCB, a brand new radio program we're doing in cooperation with CCB and in conjunction with the opening not long ago of their brand new office in Lakewood. And back in the studio with us is Steve Swanson, Senior Vice President and Commercial Team Leader. Steve, welcome back.
Hey, Dennis. Great to see you again.
Scott Crist, the Vice President of Business Development. Scott, thank you.
Thank you, Dennis.
And Doug Nelson, the Business Relationship Manager.
Hi, Dennis. Thanks for having us.
We really want to, in this program, sort of wrap up what we've been doing over the last few weeks in terms of talking about CCB and the unique opportunities that you offer for people who are in business or want to be in business in terms of their banking. And we were saying just before we got on the air here today, Scott, that there are some real advantages in terms of being a depositor at CCB and just doing all your banking there.
Yeah, one of the things that we're very excited about with our new branch in Lakewood is the upgraded visibility, if you will. We're on, you know, a real busy corner there. I think a lot of people may have known we're in the area and been in town, but it, you know, wasn't maybe so visible to the eye or the passerby. But you know, with our new branch expansion that we've done in the last year, it's very exciting to try to welcome some new folks into the bank itself. You know, as far as deposits go, that's kind of the driver of our banking business. And when you deposit with us, that money in turn is what we use to go back and lend out to our communities itself. So whether it's a residential mortgage that we hold, a commercial loan, a commercial mortgage, we're taking those funds and helping reinvest right here locally. So if you come and bank with us and work with our bank, you're going to see those funds get taken care of and reinvested in our communities.
Doug, help us understand something for a moment in terms of the advantages, and are there any disadvantages to doing business with a local bank? Because sometimes people might say, oh, it's too small for me. I mean, is that even relevant to this conversation?
I mean, we've all heard that before in the past at different times, but no, I think it's a bit irrelevant. We can handle any business size, as mentioned in previous episodes, from sole proprietors right up to big corporations that are in the area. Anything in between falls right within our tool belt. So, no, CCB is definitely not too small of a bank to deal with. As Scott mentioned, all the deposits that come in locally, we are in this local market. We work here, we live here, and we're invested in this market as well. So those funds get turned right back around and get lent out to the businesses that need that help or need a new project, you know, purchases, whatever have you, and it stays locally. So it's a great place to bank with.
And I think kind of undergirding all of this is the sense that each of you has and projected on behalf of the whole of CCB that you really want to help businesses be successful in our community.
Yeah, Dennis, I think, you know, when we look around our local lending team and throughout the bank, we're truly individuals that are invested in our community. You know, as part of our Count on CCB message, we, you know, indicate we're community counts, and that is a value that we hold very dear. You know, just around the table here today, and we have a number of years of volunteer experience with the CCIDA, with the Boys and Girls Club of Jamestown, with, you know, Jamestown Community College, with the local hospital, with the United Way, you know, local fire departments, you know, you name it, and you know, CCB has been there with you know, individuals that work for us, investing in the community, not just professionally, but also personally. It's very important to us.
And being in business is not easy. You, the three of you, work with people who are in business all the time, particularly in 2023, considering where we've all been over the last 3 years and changing marketplaces and demographics and all of that. Just being in business alone can be a lot of work these days.
It is. I mean, it's, and like we've talked about, whether it's a sole proprietor or a large corporation, you know, I think our experience that we have as a team here is something that we become a partner with those folks that we work with. And, you know, we can bounce ideas off one another. We try to provide them some answers when we can. But just to have somebody in their corner to help them, because it can be overwhelming, especially when it comes you know, financially and different things like that, whether it's, you know, just maintaining those deposits and keeping things in order. If you do have a need for a new piece of equipment, whatever it may be, you have the experienced group here to help you out.
Scott Crist was the voice you just heard there. And prior to that, Steve Swanson, I wanted to make sure I identified you for the air. And as we're coming to the conclusion of this segment, maybe I'll go back to you, Steve. Just if people are in business or intend to be in business, they want to connect with CCB, with you or other members of the team, what's the best next step for them?
Yeah, Dennis, first off, I would say we have a beautiful new office here in Jamestown. I guess Lakewood, technically now, down on Mall Boulevard in Fairmont. Stop in and see us. The facility just is beautiful. We had a local contractor, Newwood Creations, that did a significant amount of work to the building for us. Again, investing locally. It turned out great, and it's, I think, one of the nicest offices in the area. So, you know, please stop in and see us down there. You know, if your schedule is such where an in-person visit is challenging, count on ccb.com has all of our information, including individual contact information for everyone on our lending team. And, you know, we can accommodate, meetings, in person or remotely as well through Teams and Zoom and other technology. Lots changed over the past 3-4 years, as we all know, and some technology improvements have allowed us to meet with customers in a number of different ways now. So, we're happy to open up that discussion at any time, and we think you'll be very pleased with your experience at CCB.
This is a brand new radio program. The show is called Count on CCB, and I appreciate the contributions of Steve Swanson, Scott Crist, and Doug Nelson. Thank you all very much.
Appreciate it, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis. Thanks for having us.